Plum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has not yet returned from the county seat, where he went to interview teachers applying for the position left vacant by the departure from Pine Ridge of Professor Sloan. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner still carrying on alone at the Jot 'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is seated in Lum's rocker, chatting with Abner. Listen.
Yeah, I thought Lum was supposed to get back today.
Well, I did too, Grandpap, but he telephoned me long distance from the county seat last night and said he was staying over another day on account of some kind of educating lectures or something.
Lectures?
Yeah.
Is he giving speeches there at the county seat now?
Well, no. From the way he talked on the phone, I believe he was just going to listen to some.
Huh?
Said he's going to get some new ideas on running schools and all that, you know.
Uh-oh. That'll be bad.
Bad?
He'd come back here all full of them new ideas, try to change the school all around, ruin everything.
Well, I don't think it'll be that bad, Grandpap.
Well, I don't know. Seems like it always takes about 3 or 4 weeks for something to get back up to standard after Lum gets done improving it.
Yeah, well, I'll admit Lum's improvements are hard on anything, but he might be picking up some good ideas on school in there. I don't know.
Might be. I've got my doubts, though. The old ways are the best ways. I've always said that.
Well, yeah.
Did he say where he'd hired a new teacher yet or not?
Well, sir, I never did find that out, Grandpa.
You never?
No.
You talked to him, didn't you?
Yeah, but, well, you know how hard it is to hear over that long-distance stuff sometimes. He mentioned something about it, but I didn't quite get it, and by that time, our 3 minutes was up, so I just never did find out.
Jiminy, if it had been me on that phone, I'd have found out. I can tell you that right here now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bob, sir. I'd have found out.
Yeah, well, I just couldn't
That's
help
what
him.
He went in there for, and he ought to get one.
Yeah, well, he more likely has, I reckon. I just didn't find out. Them 3 minutes was up in about a minute and a half.
Yeah. When it comes to telephoning, you remind me of a fella I knowed once, Abner. His name was Orlo Wormley.
Oh, him.
Did I ever tell you about Orlo Wormley, Abner?
Yeah, and I don't want to hear about it no more, neither.
Yeah, sure, it's a right interesting story about old Orlo. One time he was in Cherry Hill and he wanted to call up his woman over in Odin.
Yeah, Grandpap, I ain't interested in hearing about Orlo Wormley.
You don't want to hear about him?
No, sir, I don't. I've got work to do around the store here, Grandpap. Can't just sit here and listen to you flap your jaws all day long. I got just twice as much to do as long going keeps me busy.
Yeah, all right, and it was interesting, though.
Uh-huh.
Seems that Orlo was in Cherry Hill and wanted to call up his woman over in Odin, so he went into a drugstore there and asked the fella if he could use their phone.
Yeah, Grandpap, wait a minute. You'll have to hash up now. Here comes a customer. Don't be tall.
Oh, that's just Cedric. So the man in the drugstore...
Well, Cedric buys things sometimes. He's sort of a customer, you might say.
Yeah, I reckon so. So the drugstore man says, sure, go ahead. Orlo says, thank you, sir. Just as polite as anything at all.
Reckon what them books are Cedric's toting there.
And the drugstore man says, the phone's right over there, sir. And Orlo says, much obliged to you, sir. Just like a well-brung-up gentleman would do. Much obliged to you, sir, he says.
Yeah, Grandpap, now hold up just a minute till I get done waiting on Cedric.
Oh, what a beauty day. It is nice,
Cedric. It sure is.
Yes, sir, that Orlo Wormley was polite, I'll say that for him. He had manners. He had them. In spite of all his shortcomings, he was brung up good.
Yeah, Grandpap, Cedric ain't interested in Orlo Wormley. Are you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Huh?
Tell me all about him, Mr. Grandpap. Who was he?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir, Cedric, Orlo Wormley was the politest man that ever lived in Polk County, bar nobody.
Cedric, what was it you wanted today?
Excuse me a minute, Mr. Abner. I'm listening. Go on, Mr. Grandpap.
Yes, sir, Orlo was standing there talking long-distance telephone to his woman clean over in Odin, 16 miles away.
Gosh,
Sassy Frank.
And just then, some other woman comes in the drugstore, and she drops some packages she's carrying. And do you know what Orlo Wormley done then?
Who cares what he done?
Yes, sir, he turned away from that telephone, and the call was costing him money, too, mind you. But he turned away from it, tipped his hat like a gentleman, and kicked one of the bundles over to where it'd be easier for the woman to pick it up.
Is that the story?
Yes, sir, he done it. There's my ideas of a polite gentleman. Always thinking of somebody else and how to make things easier for
him. For the land sakes alive. Cedric, what is it you want now? I'll get it for you.
Oh, nothing. Just draped over, so. Mr. Grandpap, do you know any other interesting stories about Orlo Wormley?
Cedric, now you hush up right now.
Mom?
You're too young to realize what you're saying.
Yes, sir, there was a polite man.
Best thing to do is change the subject. Well, what's them books you're toting there, Cedric?
Oh, these are school books.
School books?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't aiming on going back to school again, are you?
Yes, Mama. I figured long as we was getting a new school, Mama, I might, well, try it again. Figured I'd try high school this time.
High school?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't never got past a third reader yet, have you, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Mom, but this new teacher won't know that. I'll fool her.
Not for long, you won't, Cedric.
Wait a minute, Cedric. Didn't you try high school under Professor Sloan last year for a week or two?
Why, sure you did, Cedric. That's when your papa was president of the school board, and he got you in there, but you never lasted very long.
Oh, well, that was because Mr. Professor Sloan had it in for me. He always give me zero on every paper I handed in.
Well, maybe you always had them wrong, Cedric.
No, Mom, not all the time, I never. Lots of times I just never wrote nothing down on my paper.
Huh.
Kept it nice and clean. I figured I ought to at least get 5 or 10 points for neatness.
Why, sure, yeah, he couldn't give you zero, couldn't mark it wrong when you hadn't wrote nothing. You
might not have
been
right, but I sure wasn't wrong.
Why, no,
good.
No, sir. No, he couldn't have did that, Cedric. Well, I see. You studying them books you got there, Cedric?
No, Mom, but I'm going to. Just sort of carrying them around now to get the feel of them.
Yeah, well, I believe reading them will do you a heap more good than just feeling them will, Cedric.
Yeah, I believe it would too, Cedric. What are the books you got there, Cedric?
Oh, one of them's a geography, I think.
Huh.
The other one's an arithmetic book, I think.
Yeah, I can see that's what that one is, arithmetic.
You know, I used to be a wizard wizard, that pigeon-toed arithmetic junk. I see that book, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Hey, Doggett, wait a minute, Grandpap. I believe I got an idea. Maybe we could help Cedric sort of get a head start on his schoolwork here.
Why, sure we could.
Help
sure.
him right now. Maybe he can get to high school.
I could give him some good pointers on doing some.
Yeah.
Let's see. Might just take a problem at randoms here. Let me
take one
through the book here. Anywhere's it come to in the page.
Oh, yeah. Get one at the back if you want to. I can work them.
Yeah, here's one. Sounds interesting. If it takes 2 men working 6 hours a day, 2 days to dig a ditch 8 feet wide and 40 feet long, how long will it take 5 men working 3 hours a day to dig the same ditch?
Dig the same ditch? Is that what it says?
That's what it says here.
Well, that's plumb silly. You can't dig a ditch if it's done been digged.
Huh. That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, there ain't no sense to that at all. They're going to dig a ditch, why, they might as well dig a different one, get something dead.
Maybe this is a trick question of some kind.
Well, you sure you read that right now? Read it again, Grandpa. Right. You're mixed up, huh?
I read it. Says right here.
Well,
how
get
long...
your spectacles down over your eyes there where you can see them better.
I know what I'm doing, Abner. How long will it take 5 men working 3 hours a day to dig the same ditch? It's what I said before, too.
Don't be there's a job I'd love to have, digging a ditch that's already there. And right. Just working 3 hours a day to do it.
Oh, yeah, I could handle that kind of work myself.
Who are them 5 fellers that's got that soft jaw there? Does it tell in there, Grandpa?
No, don't say. But I'll tell you this, whoever they are, they got in there through politics, I'll bound you.
Why, of course they did. That's a political job if I ever seen one. All right, Douglas, we ought to report them, Grandpa. We oughtn't to let nothing like that go on right here in our own town.
All right, Jiminy, you're right, Abner. We oughtn't to.
Yes,
report
sir.
Them.
We'll report them to the Pine Ridge Chamber of Commerce the next time they have a meeting.
Yes, sir, sir. We'll do it. Yes, sir.
Douglas,
bug,
we'll
sir.
Just get them 5 fellers' names and slap them down on a piece of paper and take them right to that meeting. Let me get a pencil and paper here.
You can't get the problem. Is that it, fellers?
What, Cedric?
You was working on a problem there for me, but you can't get it, huh?
Problem? Oh, what's the matter with us, Grandpa? This ain't nothing actual. It's just a little old school problem here.
Yeah, sure. Jiminy, you sure got yourself worked up over it.
Me? You were the one that claimed they got in that job by politics.
Well, see, I've been figuring here, and I got an answer, but I don't think it's right.
You got an answer, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Nine apples.
Nine apples?
Yeah.
No, there ain't no apples in this problem, Cedric.
I know it, but it always seems like every problem I work, that's the answer I get. Nine apples. But I don't reckon it's right.
Why, no, that ain't right. I don't think it is.
Hey, let's see here. Two men did it in 2 days. How long will it take five men?
Well, 5 days then. No, that don't sound right.
No. I mean, you got to divide something now, I know.
Yeah, might divide the five men by five apples. No, or five men by two men.
Yeah, ain't no apples in it.
Five men by two men, that give you two and a half men. No, that can't be right. I know they never had no half a man out there digging.
They
couldn't have no young'un out there digging ditches. That ain't right.
Two full grown's and a midget, looks like.
Might
be. I don't know whether that's the right answer or not. Yes. Cedric, I don't believe that's an awfully important problem.
No, I don't believe it is neither, Cedric.
No, Mom.
Besides you, I wouldn't even get bothered with a little problem like that.
No, don't waste time on one like that. Wait till some important ones comes along.
Yeah, Cedric, you ain't got no brains to waste. You save them for something important. That's
well,
thing,
much obliged to you fellas anyway. I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right, Cedric.
Oh, well, I put you to so much bother.
Oh, that's all right, Cedric. Anytime you got any problems, you just come and ask me and Grandpa.
Yes, sir, Cedric. That's the only way you'll ever learn things.
Join us again at the same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the Blue Network.